Bonjour, ici Audrey Bourget. Heureuse de vous retrouver pour ce nouvel épisode d'À table Kitchen Conversations. Aujourd'hui, on rencontre l'homme derrière la première cuisine zéro carbone d'Australie, Ben Armstrong, qui a fondé Atiya à Melbourne. À première vue, le comptoir d'Atiya à Federation Square au centre-ville de Melbourne semble assez banal. On y sert des manakish, des galettes libanaises avec des garnitures comme le za'atar ou l'agneau.
The food and the recipes and ingredients come from my mother-in-law, so it's a family business. I'm not Lebanese, I'm Australian, but the Lebanese part of the brand comes from my mother-in-law. She's still based in Lebanon, and she all the food is they're all her recipes, which she grew up being taught by her mum. But she has, you know, changed them over the years as well to become her own recipes.
Ces manakish sont excellentes, abordables et faites avec des ingrédients locaux. Mais ce qui permet vraiment à Atiya de se démarquer, ce n'est pas son menu. C'est qu'il s'agit de la première cuisine ou même restaurant zéro carbone d'Australie.
It takes about 6 or 8 months for us to be just become certified. Through that certification process, we were told towards the end of that process that we were going to be the first kitchen in Australia to be certified carbon neutral. So going into this, we had no idea that we were going to achieve that until right at the end before we got the certification. They said, oh yeah, by the way, you know, you'll be the first kitchen and takeaway food and hospitality venue in Australia certified.
Quand Ben Armstrong a décidé de lancer Atiya avec sa belle-mère, Thérèse et Lou, il savait qu'il voulait faire les choses différemment.
Well, it all started with myself recognizing that, the impact that the hospitality industry had on climate change and the environment. And so based on I guess I was a bit shocked with, you know, finding out about the amount of waste that it generated through livestock production, through the water that's used, through food waste. It was quite a lot. So I recognized that there was a shift that was needed in the industry to set new standards in sustainable hospitality. And so from that, my sort of vision was to come up with a solution for kitchens to be able to become more sustainable.
Atiya n'est connecté ni au système d'électricité ni aux conduites d'eau.
It's a standalone kitchen. It's 100% renewable, so we don't connect to the grid. It's also, it generates, it captures rainwater as well in the roof, so we don't connect to the water mains. So we filter the rainwater inside the kitchen as well, and it's a very advanced double filter system that filters the water to meet the Australian guidelines, drinking water. So that was really important and one of the council's requirements. So we need to get that tested every month and provide them with that report just to make sure that, you know, obviously we are serving drinkable water to our customers. So we've got a water and energy solution that's completely off-grid, 100% renewable. The power is, the energy comes from solar, and it also comes from a battery as well. And then what we do have is a third source of power, which comes from a generator. So a kitchen at certain times during the day, depending on the service, would utilize more power if the ovens are running at full capacity, for example, and we're using hot water at the same time. So if the kitchen is drawing a lot of power in one go, the batteries that we've got at this stage are not strong enough to handle that sort of load. So the generator will kick in automatically. So it's on a smart system. And we use B100, which is 100% biofuel, and we use 100% waste cooking oil for that, so it's carbon neutral.
Un autre système transforme l'eau recueillie en savon et désinfectant, et les eaux usées sont envoyées dans des jardins communautaires. Les ingrédients sont pour la plupart locaux et les contenants utilisés sont compostables. Depuis leur début à la fin 2020, l'entreprise a permis d'éviter la production de milliers de kilos de CO2 et de déchets.
As a company, we managed to reduce our carbon emissions by 73%, just naturally by what we were achieving, which is a huge reduction. And then the remaining 27%, we offset to become carbon neutral.
Ben Armstrong est conscient que devenir zéro carbone est un processus complexe qui n'est pas possible pour tous. Mais il est convaincu que tous les restaurants peuvent faire de petits changements dans la bonne direction.
You know, if we can get thousands and thousands of business to make small changes, that's better than getting a few to go to the extreme and get the certification. That's not what we want to achieve. We want everyone to, you know, start having the conversation, start talking to their suppliers, become more, you know, look at the packaging, you know, start using compostable packaging. You know, having those conversations across the board will really help the whole industry improve and become more sustainable.
Après le premier comptoir à Federation Square, vous pouvez maintenant trouver les manakish d'Atia au Prahan Market et bientôt au Queen Victoria Market de Melbourne. Atia a aussi lancé le premier service traiteur zéro carbone du pays cette année et prévoit une expansion dans le reste du pays et même à l'étranger au cours des prochains mois.